Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, I want to specially welcome everyone to the month of February 2024. The Lord has been good to us, and we thank God for how he saw us through January. What a blessing it is to be in the second month of 2024. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
All right, we are continuing on the Beatitudes. We've been looking at the Beatitudes and it's been awesome. Looked at blessed are the poor in spirit. We've looked at blessed are they that mourn. Looked at blessed are the meek. We looked at blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness. In the last study, we looked at blessed are the merciful. And today we are looking at blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's very important we look at these Beatitudes, although this is just a kickstart. It's not a full study. It's just kind of a teaser into a main study, which I believe the Lord is going to help every one of us do on our own. Amen to Jesus. And so we're looking at blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Now, we understood something that from the onset, that this every of these conditions, let me use the word conditions, are what? Blessed. They are blessed, praise God forevermore. So basically it means that those who are in the Lord Jesus are blessed with this. Amen to Jesus. And everyone who displays this is blessed, praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And we've understood in the past studies that for you to actually review this kind of life, you actually have to be in the Lord Jesus, praise God forevermore. I've met quite a lot of people who are not poor in spirit, amen to Jesus. And basically, even though they are born again Christians, they don't allow the fruit of the spirit come out, which is what? Meekness in them. But that does not change the fact that in their spirit is actually, you know, humble, is actually poor, but they have not renewed their mind, amen to Jesus. But for one who is not born again, you can never have a humble spirit. Are you gonna, in fact, the proof of you being having a proud spirit is because you have not accepted the love of God, amen to Jesus. The first step to having a humble spirit is accepting the love of God, you know, John 3:16. And so if you've not accepted the love of God, if not made Jesus Lord and personal savior, you have a proud spirit. And no matter how humble you may look, praise God forevermore. That is the reason why morality cannot take anyone to heaven, amen to Jesus. That is why even nice dispositions cannot take anyone to heaven. So these virtues, Jesus gave this sermon to the crowd, amen to Jesus. He gave it to the crowd, but these blessings are reserved for those who have believed in the words of Jesus and received him as Lord and personal Savior. Because it's not enough to just believe in the words, but also you must what? Receive. Bible says, with the heart man believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen to Jesus. There are people who believe in the principles of Jesus, but they don't believe in the person of Jesus. So they take the principles of Jesus and they use it to succeed in life, but they don't believe in the person, so they cannot actually have the fullness of the blessing of God. Amen to Jesus. All right, so we're looking at blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Who are those who are pure in heart? You know, to be pure in heart means to be clean and to be pure, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
That means to have a heart that is clean and pure. And we all know that our hearts become clean and pure when the blood of Jesus has washed us from all sins, praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we are not yet born again, our hearts cannot be clean and pure. I remember the song we used to sing as children in children's church. My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came. His precious blood I know has washed me white as snow. And in God's word I'm told I'll walk the streets of gold to grow in Christ each day. I read my Bible and pray. Book of Isaiah says, Come, let's reason together. Isaiah chapter 1. Though your sins may be as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And basically, if the sin actually is resided in the heart. When we talk about the heart, there's a Greek word cardia, which means basically the physical heart, and it also means the center of a thing. The center of a thing. That's where the root word for cardiac. You know, the center of anything is the heart of it. So you see, the heart of a matter, the center of it, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
The heart of the earth, the center of the earth, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So we're talking about the heart, we're talking about the center of a thing. And the center of man is his spirit, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So the heart of man is actually the spirit of man, the spirit that was depraved at due to the fall of Adam, amen to Jesus,
amen.
And became dirty with sin. Only the blood of Jesus can what? Can cleanse the spirit of a man. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. You know, I saw something online once and it showed it that the human heart, when it is totally washed of blood, it actually is white. That's the physical human heart. When you wash all the blood in it, because when you bring it out, you see it all red, because it's the engine of the body now, pumping heart, and it pumps how many billions of times in a year, in a lifetime. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. But if you take it and you can wash it thoroughly, wash off the blood away, the whole blood, it is actually white. So it's no scripture, it's not a coincidence when the book of Isaiah says, chapter 1 says, if your heart be as red as scarlet, it shall be what? As white as snow. You know, praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, so the first thing to understand about the pure in heart, they are those who they have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Bible speaks, the book of Revelation, it says, when we came with our baby son, he said, these are those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. The pure in heart are those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, and we are blessed. You see, the purpose of this beatitude is to make us understand that we are blessed. It is not our situations that make us blessed. It is not our circumstances that make us blessed. It is who we are that makes us blessed. And what? It is the new creation we are. Are we together? We are the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. It says, if any man be in Christ, what? It's a new creation. The moment you become a new creation, you are blessed by God. Praise God forevermore. You don't need anything to make you blessed. Just entering into the family of God, you are automatically blessed. Praise God forevermore. So this ideology of blessing that the church has propagated over the years of things making us blessed is actually anti-scriptural. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are blessed by coming into the family of Christ. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. We bless God, who are blessed with all spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. These blessings are all spiritual. And then heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And Christ is in us. Amen to Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Now, so the pure in heart are those who their hearts have been cleaned and made what? Pure, totally cleaned of all traces of sin. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is the spirit man that is made so. The blood of Jesus cleanses, it cleans our spirit man. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you see, there's also another aspect of being pure. It means to be purified by fire. To be purified by fire. To be purified by fire. The Bible tells us about the word of God that is tried 7 times like silver in the furnace of the earth. Praise God forevermore. So it's tried 7 times like silver in the furnace of the earth. To make, why? So that it can be made pure. When silver is tried in the furnace of the earth, it in the oven, the furnace of the earth, praise God forevermore. The purpose of trying is to remove the dross from the silver. To remove the dross from the silver. When the dross is being removed, the more the quantity of dross you can remove, the more the impurity, which is the dross you can remove, the more pure the silver is, the more it becomes pure, the purer it becomes. And you know, somebody said once they went to meet, after they saw that verse of scripture, they wanted to go and get a practical understanding. So they went to a silversmith and they began to look at the silversmith and said, okay, there's kind of, so they had the silversmith purify the silver. And they asked him a question. They said, okay, how do you purify? He said, number one, there must be a particular temperature of heat that is required for the silver to be purified. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. And then number two, he said, you keep purifying it and purifying it under this temperature. So the temperature should not be higher. Temperature should not be what? Lower. And then finally, he said, how do you know that it is pure? He said, you know that all the dross are removed. So he said, before he said that, he said, if it is pure, and you leave it any further in the furnace, it will destroy the silver. it will destroy it. Just give it 1 minute more, 1 second more inside the furnace. After it has attained its perfect, its purity, its absolute purity, the silver will be destroyed. So you say, so they say, okay, then this is a very strategy, because they sent you, that's the professionalism in the job. You must know that it is pure and remove it immediately. And the whole purpose of your exercise, the whole exercise will just be a waste exercise. And you know how much time and how much money will be wasted. And then finally, I'm saying, oh, since this is a very sensitive issue and it had this high level professionalism, okay, how do you know that the silver is pure? Say simple. You know that the silver is pure when you look into it and you see your reflection in it. It's simple. How does this make us understand? The purity of our spirit man is done at new birth. Praise God forevermore. But the purity of our soul is a continuous process. And it happens in different areas of our lives and different stages of our lives. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. At this stage of your life, God purifies us. It's called maturity. And now, God, when He purifies us, He uses the required fire that is needed to purify us. God is not going to put more than the required fire on, not going to put us in more than the required fire. Just like the three Hebrew boys, the fire that He heated 7 times was what they needed to burn the ropes that were on them and to actually publicize and purify them and publicize them to the whole of Babylon. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, if they had heated it more than 7 times, the process of the whole would have not been required. Would have not been what God required to what? To show forth His glory. Praise God forevermore. Now, so every time when God purifies our soul and purifies our mind, He purifies us via the required fire that we can manage. He never puts us in a fire that is bigger than us. The three Hebrew boys, they went into the fire that was heated 7 times hotter, not 8 times hotter, not 9 times hotter, not 10 times hotter. Now, if the king had increased it 8 times hotter, God would have not allowed them going. Because what God required to show them forth to the whole of Babylon was 7 times hotter. What God requires for us to be shown, to show forth His purity, His image, His likeness, is what? The 7 times hotter fire. Are we together? There's a maximum fire level that's why the fire that God used to purify me, my mind, is not the one He used to purify your mind. And it's because of His reflection He wants to see through us. And then the second thing was that the silversmith has to see His reflection in the silver for him to know that it has been finally purified. The purpose of God purifying our mind is because He wants to see His reflection in us. He wants to look at us and see Himself. Yes, in our spirit man, He sees Himself. Are you getting what I'm saying? Today we're going to be having our Bible study this evening, and I began to see some things this morning that were like, as I was studying, we're like, wow, they were exciting my mind seriously. They were exciting me so seriously. We've so much focused on the righteousness of God, who we are in Christ, the grace of God, who we are in Christ, and that's our spirit man. But we actually do not always, the church does not want to focus on what? On the reflection of the righteousness from our soul and our body. The reflection of the righteousness of the image of God from our soul and our body. And when the Bible says we are the light of the world, when it says we are the light of the world, it actually means we are illuminating God, we are reflecting God for people to see.
Yes.
Amen. Blindness is inability to see light, that's all. Praise God forevermore. The Bible says the people that dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word darkness there actually means thick darkness, and it actually means blindness. So when people cannot see, they call them dark. The blind people are actually living in visual darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? And when blindness is in place, all they need to do is to make sure that the eyes can see light. I was watching a minister of the gospel, and I was praying for the blind, and he prayed for the guy, and the guy started seeing light little by little. But he had to go. I said, "You already seen light, all right?" So okay, the miracle is going to be progressing. Remember, the man that Jesus healed, he said he prayed for the man first, and the man began to see what? Men like trees. What does that mean? He was actually seeing light. And Jesus said, okay, yes, according to science, once you start seeing light, the next thing to do is to what? Is to improve on it. And before you know it, you begin to see light perfectly and appropriately. So blindness is absolutely like, when we talk about being the light of God, it simply means that we are reflecting God, amen to Jesus, for people to see. Now, if people in our environment are still blind to the light we carry, it means we have a responsibility to pray their eyes to open, and also a responsibility to what? To reveal the light. Then he says we are the salt of the earth. Salt of the earth means what? We are to bring savor, bring taste and preservation to the to the earth where we live in. Amen to Jesus. But every of these, this is who we are in our spirit man. But for them to manifest physically, God has to see his reflection on us. And that's where what? That's where a pure heart comes in our soul. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now the word cardia means, it means center of a thing. It also means the physical heart, and it also means soul. Amen to Jesus. So the cardia actually is three-dimensional: spirit, soul, and body, which is what the center of it, which is a spiritual heart, the spirit man of a man, the soul, which is the soul realm, and then the body, which is a physical heart. So we're talking about pure heart here. We're talking about not just only being pure in your spirit man, which you are at new birth. When you get born again, your spirit is totally perfect. You are totally pure. You don't need to go through any purification process. The new man in Christ is like the first Adam. He was born whole. He was born perfect. He was created whole, created perfect, created everything. No need to grow. The new man in Christ, your spirit man is created like the first Adam. Perfect. No need to grow. But your soul needs to be renewed. Be not conformed to this. So Romans 12 verse 2. Verse 1 and 2, we will transform by the renewing of your word, of your mind. Your soul needs to be renewed, and your body needs to be brought under. I beseech you, brethren, verse 1, I beseech you, Romans 12, and I beseech you, brethren, verse 1, I present your body as a word, as a living sacrifice. Now, this process of renewal of the mind, are you getting what I'm saying? And the process of putting your body under is the process of having a pure heart in your soul and a pure heart in your body. Praise God forevermore. And this is done by the purifying fire of God's word. The word of God will keep burning up the dross in our minds, burning up the dross in our body, so that God can look at our mind. We always emphasize on the great thing that when God looks at us, he sees himself. That is very true. He's a spirit man. Are you getting what I'm saying? But in your mind, the way this your mind is, when God looks at your mind, will he see himself? The way this your body is behaving, when God looks at your body, will he see himself? Let's tell ourselves the truth. And that is where the pure heart comes in the mind and in the body. And it is done by the purifying of what? Fire. Praise God forevermore. It's done by the what? Purifying of fire. And another word that is also used to explain pure heart here is what? Like a vine cleansed by pruning, and so what? Fitted to bear fruit. Jesus said in John 15, I'm the vine and you are the branches. And he said, any branch that bear not fruit, my Father will what? We prune it, so that it would bear more fruit. When you see the word prune, you think that it's cutting off. I always think it was cutting off. No, it's not cutting off. It's actually trimming it well. It may not be well, so that that's why it's not bearing the fruit you got. He trims it well. The Father trims it. That is the purifying. That is the purifying. He trims it so that you can have what? A pure heart. A pure heart in your soul. A pure heart in your body, so that you can what? Bear forth fruit. Because the fruits that we bear are not just spiritual fruit. They are physical for people to see. If you're only claiming to be spiritually fruitful and we're not seeing it in your mind, in the way you think, in the way you talk, and you're not seeing it in your body, in the way you behave, my brother, we agree that you are spiritually fruitful, but we cannot agree that you are physically what? And mentally fruitful. Are we together? So the purifying fire of God's word and the pruning of God is to make sure that what? We have a pure heart. And the Bible says what? Blessed are the pure heart. You know the idea behind the pure heart? The pure heart is blessed. Because why? God looks at the pure heart and sees himself in the attitude, in the soul, and in the body. Are you getting what I'm saying? And when God sees himself in your soul and in your body, this is the end result. He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When God sees himself in your soul and in your body, automatically you are seeing God. Praise God forevermore. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, as we beheld in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory. The more God purifies us through his fire, he sees himself in our soul and in our body, and we in response see God in everything that pertains to us. This morning we're asking the Lord, Lord, give me a pure heart. Purify my heart. Purify my soul. Purify my body. And as we do that, the word of God is going to be working on us, and situations of life will be working on us. Yeah. And what are we to do? When the situation of life comes, we are not to start complaining and grumbling and start fighting and start beating people and start doing that. What are we to do? We have to start what? Allowing God what? Use these situations of life to what? To purify our mind, our soul, and our body. Lord, that is the prayer you are praying this morning. Lord, purify my heart. open your mouth and talk to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you purify our soul and purify our bodies. Help us, Lord, so that when you look at our soul and you look at our body, you will see your reflection.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord and King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be glorified forever, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless us.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say this words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs. Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.